There's a new discovery for me, that is Saltwater Hank on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and before that, Leroy Stagger with Count to Ten, both new releases, both from the West Coast, and both fantastic stuff. Now, for a song that I think is so fantastic, and an artist who was always sort of underrated from back of the day, Here's a tune called I Need My Baby, and it's by the wonderful Melvin Davis. This came out in the 1960s, and I still think it sounds as fresh as it does then as it does today. Here it is on the jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Set me free again. and turn me loose again. Don't try to gold me up on this bridge now. I've got to reach Mount Zion. Yes, reach y'all. If you apple buckle, let me tell you, I'm a dopey conqueror. Did you
conqueror? Yes,
me friend. Me friend, me friend, me friend. We did a street job. Yes, me friend, me friend, me friend. Them set me free.
That is Duppy Conqueror from 1973 and the album African Herbsman. That's Bob Marley and the Wailers. You know who they are. And I just love all of this stuff, to be honest with you. I can never really get bored of listening to reggae music. We have some music coming up from Squid Nebula from Northcote, Australia, and a song that they released in 2020 from the album Connectivity called Electricity. Now, this is a hypnotic soul sound that I think you're going to dig. And we also have a soul band from Toronto called The Soul Motivators up on the show, and their tune, Walk Away, from the album Free to Believe. I remember performing with them at the Pan Am Olympic Games here in Toronto. They were electrifying. We're going to play a song from their 2015 album Free to Believe called Walk Away. If you get a chance, go check out this 9-piece amazing rock and roll funk band. Now, Africa Calling is a song by Beverly Glenn Copeland, who was recently longlisted for the Polaris Music Prize, which is like Canada's Mercury Prize. And the album is fantastic. That's the lead song off of the album. And unfortunately, and very sadly, Beverly Glenn Copeland has now come forward and is dealing with dementia. So wishing them and their family so much love and hope and, you know, prosperity and kindness moving forward with the battles that they have to face. Now on the show is Travon Potts, featuring artist Kelly Lewis, and this is from the album Dry My Tears, a really great song that I think you're going to like. Here it is on the jukebox.
Jesus, dry my tears. Music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Take it over. This feeling creeping in. Is your heartbeat rising? Do you feel the tension circulating? You could light the dark spark in me. Take control. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Excited.
Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Christmas?
Nah.
Then what?
Rocktober! Come into any Long & McQuaid musical instruments for Rocktober, powered by Yorkville Sound. We're celebrating with 12-month 0% financing and special deals on many of our top brands like Gibson, Yorkville, Trainer, Shure, and more. Check out longandmcquaid.com for details.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centres Canada in making a difference today.
This is Bird Note. In autumn, hundreds of thousands of Swainson's hawks migrate to South America. They're leaving prairies in Saskatchewan and the Dakotas, rangelands in the Great Basin, deserts in Arizona and New Mexico. Raptor counters for Hawkwatch International have counted more than 3,500 Swainson's over Corpus Christi, Texas, 900 at Nevada's Goshute Mountains, 2,900 at New Mexico's Manzano Mountain. Up to 845,000 were counted one autumn in Veracruz, Mexico. With the help of a satellite tracking device, let's follow an individual male. On September 14th, he leaves his breeding territory near Hanna, Alberta, reaches southwest Saskatchewan by September 23rd, passes through Nebraska October 1st, Tamaulipas, Mexico on October 7th. Honduras, October 14th, and arrives at Marcos Juarez, Argentina on the 7th of November, a migration of more than 6,000 miles. And there's yet another remarkable feature of these hawks. In North America, Swainson's feed on rodents, rabbits, reptiles, and insects. But in Argentina, they feed almost exclusively on insects, mainly grasshoppers. Birds, adapting to differences and bridging cultures gracefully. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.